WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There are more new TV series this fall than ever before, so it's more of a challenge for each series premiere to stand out and attract an audience. TV critic David Bianculli sizes up a few new sitcoms that start this week.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
The best of this week's new sitcoms is NBC's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It takes a popular, non-threatening rap singer, whose video, Parents Just Don't Understand, was a big novelty hit 2 years ago, and plunks him into a sitcom format that's almost painfully familiar. A poor kid from the East gets transplanted to the rich life in California. But before you dismiss this as another piece of TV dreck like Different Strokes, look again. Fresh Prince, whose real name is Will Smith, really is a fresh talent. And his on-camera attitude makes him the biggest contender for breakout stardom since the early days of Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy. Here's Smith meeting the black butler of the uncle and aunt he's come west to live with.
Hey, Uncle Phil! Oh, how you doing?
I am not your Uncle Philip.
My fault, man. I must have got the wrong crib. But, hey, yo, I ain't know there were so many brothers living in this neighborhood.
We doing all right, huh? You have the right house. I am Jeffrey, your uncle's butler.
Oh, okay, well, cheerio and all that rot, and opportunity. Bring the horses around, would you?
Another sitcom built around a strong talent is CBS's Lenny, which stars stand-up comedian Lenny Clark as a blue-collar worker with a loving spouse and three kids, sort of a male Roseanne. Problem is, Clark is funnier than the show he's in, and you can tell that large chunks of dialogue are nothing more than stand-up routines delivered sitting down, like when he watches a boxing match on TV.
That kills me. Ballard's in the blue trunks, Dover's in the green. Why don't they just say Ballard's the black guy, Dover's the white guy? I mean, look at these two mooks. The white guy's incredibly white. Looks like he's traveled everywhere by tunnel for the last 6 months. And the black guy's blacking at midnight at the bottom of a well. And he's got the word victory shaved in the side of his head, and they can only tell him apart by their trunks.
At least some of Clark's lines are funny. That's more than you can say about Babes, a new Fox series that's supposed to take a loving look at three overweight sisters, but that spends much of its time laughing at them, not with them. Listen to the cruel remarks made by a secretary when the three sisters enter her office to inquire about a job.
What is this, Fantasia?
Thank you very much.
My sister here has an appointment with Mr. Ivenstein.
Here, take a seat. Hell, take as many as you need.
Finally, there's a TV spinoff of the movie Uncle Buck. This new CBS sitcom, also called Uncle Buck, is so offensive I won't even play a clip from it. With Uncle Buck, CBS is trying to be naughty like Married with Children on Fox, but ends up just being rude. With Babes, Fox is claiming to be sensitive, but is really being mean. With Lenny, CBS is trying to be like Roseanne and not really succeeding. And with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, NBC is trying to be like the Beverly Hillbillies with a hip-hop sensibility. And believe it or not, it works. Fresh Prince isn't great, but in a fall season when no new show is great, good is as good as it gets.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.